Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment.
Little Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back. When everything goes wrong. You have to go on and do it or die, small business owners. I know that's what you do. That's our theme song, ARS. When they did that song, I know they weren't thinking about that. But as far as I'm concerned, that's the small business owners theme song. That's what we do, and that's the reason I'm so proud of you. And I know Rich Gaydon will second that emotion. Rich is our good friend. Welcome back, folks. Rich, thanks for hanging out with us again. Rich's website is Mullings.com. Rich, this week you wrote about the recent column. You called them out to the Congress. You said, shut it down, shut the government down, let it go.
Yeah, I think that this is a skirmish in that longer war, and I think Republicans have to show that they've got the backbone to either make the Democrats, as Paul Ryan said, talk about this like adults, or they've got the power to shut the government down. They're going to do it.
Well, the thing that I said when we went to the break, I said, who's the winner and the loser? And, and you said both will win, both will lose. But I still say that the citizens, the America is the loser in all this nonsense that they're the political stuff. I mean, there's no shame anymore, Rich. But one of the things that I want to talk about is ourselves. I want to talk about what America has to do. And Rich, I believe that this is going to be the biggest part of the decision making in this next election cycle. And that is what I'm calling our national gut check. America, Americans, every voter has to say, okay, we're staring at basically, we're practically bankrupt. Now, we're not technically bankrupt, but we're practically bankrupt. And, Rich, I've been there before. I've been practically bankrupt in myself, in business, in a past life, but not technically, meaning I didn't actually take it. And I never did because I looked over into the abyss and I didn't like it, and I turned things around. And that's where America is right now. And I think when the next election cycle comes around, I hope that there are choices between people who are adults who say, we know how to fix this, we must fix it, and it will not be without some pain, but we've got to do it. And then there'll probably be people on the other side who keep wanting to sing Happy Days Are Here Again. I hope there are going to be those kind of dramatic choices, and I hope Americans make the right choice.
Well, I do too. We'll see as we move forward. You know, I said to somebody the other day when they were saying, well, you know, all these governors, these Republican governors, they're really getting kicked around in the polls. And I said, yeah, but, you know, nobody cares who's leading the football game at halftime.
Right.
What matters is who won the game when the final gun sounded. So
right.
We'll see. I've been in politics a long time. If you're going to be in politics, you've got to be an optimist. You have to believe you can figure out a way to win. And I really do have great faith in the American public over the, you know, ever so often they kind of lurch in the wrong direction one way or the other. But for the most part, we generally tend as a nation to make the right choices over time. And I think that having a year and a half to have a national conversation about how we want to proceed with all these government programs, I think for the most part, people are going to say, you know what, I can go and I was a city councilman in Marietta, Ohio, 4575. And well, I'll tell you, nothing would get somebody involved in local politics faster than a pothole in front of their house that hadn't been fixed for 2 days. And boy, they knew everything about asphalted concrete. They knew everything. and you know, at some point, you got to say, you know what? I know I have a pothole. It's not, you know, I can drive around that.
Right.
But there's a whole street ahead that hasn't been fixed.
But Rich,
I'll just wait my turn.
We've got some big potholes in front of us that we've got to face up to. Rich, before you go, I want to ask you a quick question. In Wisconsin, the election for the control of that state, the incumbent procer for the Supreme Court, did he come out? How'd that wind up, the election there?
He's plus 700 votes. There'll probably be a recount.
Yeah.
But the rule of thumb in recounts is that whoever's leading going into the recount ends up winning by more. So
yeah.
I think Republicans.
And that's what Governor Walker needs, right? He needs that guy to go back on this in order to be able to control his budget. And this is a really important election for this country, isn't it?
Oh yeah, because it's going to have because if the incumbent, the Republican, had been unseated by a relatively unknown opponent, then that would have been a signal that everybody better.
This is another example of a state being an incubator for things to come, folks. That's a very important election. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today, Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. Mullings.com. We'll get Rich back again as the events unfold over the next few months. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.